It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life with your host, Alan Gervie. Alan is the managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm which has represented injured workers for over 35 years. And now, here's your host, Alan Gervie.
Hi, I am Alan Gervie. And I need to turn my mic up because I can't hear myself. And probably a lot of you are saying, well, that's a good thing if I can't hear myself talking. But I hope that you can hear me and are ready for a fun show. This is going to be a great show. This is our annual back-to-school show, the Gervie's Law back-to-school show. It's a family show because kids are going back to school. You know how nice it's been in the summertime here in L.A. Without the kids in school? I can get to work in no time. How many of you travel on the L.A. freeways and just love the summer only because there's no traffic? I get to work in probably about a half an hour, and when the kids get back into school, which is now starting soon because, or some of them have already started, people can't really understand why kids go back to school so early. I talk to all my friends and they're like, why are the kids going back to school in the middle of the summer? Things have changed since I was a kid, because when I was a kid, we always went back to school after Labor Day. And my kids are fortunate that they go back to school just before Labor Day. I'm not sure why, 2 days before Labor Day. But there are a lot of kids who are going back to school now or are back in school. I remember when I was getting ready for school the night before, I was kind of nervous and everything. And I was about 10 years old. And I had a little clock radio because I knew I wasn't going to wake up and my parents didn't wake me up. Nowadays, things are different because parents wake their kids up. But when I was a kid, we were independent. We were on our own. I had a clock radio, one of those old school clock radios that I would set it with some music to get me up in the morning. And I remember being so tired because I'd been sleeping in during the summer, and I had to get up at like 7:30, which was early for me. And I remember trying to wake up, and in the background, my clock radio went off with this really kind of mellow song. I think it was Gimme the Night by George Benson. Yeah, that's it. I was waking up to this, and it stuck in my brain. I couldn't get up, and I was hearing this music on my clock radio, and I had the first day of school. And guess what? From that point on, every time school is back in session, up to now, many years later, I hear that song in my head. I keep hearing that song, and I hear it just like it was playing when I lay in bed trying to get up, and I couldn't get up. I just kept sleeping through this song. It was a perfect song to sleep through. And then, of course, I had to pick the clothes for my first day, and that was always a hard decision. My kids are lucky because they wear uniforms, and they don't have to pick clothes. Although my daughter Harper, if she had to pick clothes every day, she'd probably never get to school because she would be checking out to make sure she looks great. She's really into fashion. And I know a lot of kids are. My son Hudson, not so much. He doesn't even brush his hair in the morning. But we'll get that going. He's looking at me and he's so angry. He's just so mad at me for telling people that he doesn't brush his hair. Your hair looks really good. Art in the booth doesn't brush his either. I can tell they're from the same. And they have great hair. Art and Hudson both have great hair. I have horrible hair. I have terrible hair. But fortunately, Hudson and Harper both got their hair from my beautiful wife, Nancy, who has good hair. And they have great hair. So I'm talking about Hudson and Harper and Nancy. And they are here with me today for the Gervie's Law special show. Nice applause, applause, applause. And we're going to talk about going back to school. Before we do, we have to talk a little bit about the summer. And what was the best thing about the summer? Probably the Taylor Swift concert. Can you believe it that you guys went to the Taylor Swift concert? Yeah, what song is that, Harper?
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off? Now, is it true, Harper, that you know every single song of Taylor Swift, like you were singing it at the 3-hour concert or however long it was? How many hours was it? 3 hours?
I think it was like, yeah, 3.
A little more? Yeah, what are your favorite songs? Or is that too much to ask because you have so many favorite ones?
Yeah, I have so many favorite songs.
Okay. You know, we play a game in the car, and I don't know if you folks do too, if you're Taylor Swift fans, that you put on Taylor Swift and Harper names the tune. And Hudson actually got pretty good at it wearing his Travis Kelce jersey. and you look so sweet in that. What outfit was that? Like purple fuzzy?
So it was like the Midnight's outfit.
Midnight's outfit.
So it was like a purple dress with like a purple fuzzy jacket.
Oh, cool. And that's from Midnight's? So that's the album?
Yeah.
How many albums are there?
11.
11. And can you name any of them?
Yeah.
Can you name all of them?
Yeah.
How quickly?
Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red,
1989,
Reputation, Lover, Folklore, Evermore, Midnight, Tortured Poets Department.
Come on, Art. That deserves a standing ovation or at least some applause. That was impressive.
And that was also in order.
That was in order of when they came out? It's very impressive. Like, you know every song. There isn't a song that came on during the concert that you didn't know. People
like you always. There are songs that I don't really know.
No. What is this song? You know this one? When you say you've changed, the more I think about it now, the less. From 1989. You start stumped her. I've never seen her stumped. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah. What's it called?
I forgot.
You forgot, but you know the song. All you have to do is stay. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to sit together at the concert. Hudson and I were relegated to sitting behind the stage, which was really weird, but fun. And, of course, Nancy and Harper had the greatest seats. And Hudson and I were just kind of hanging out backstage in the cheap seats. It's really weird that they sell seats behind the stage. But, hey, that was it. But at least Harper and Hudson and Nancy had a great time. And now we're going to talk about going back to school. Now, you guys were on a trip to Europe, so that was a lot of fun. You went to camp, right? Hudson, you went to camp. How was that?
It was really fun.
Was that your first sleepaway camp?
No.
No, that's your second, right?
Yeah. I did another sleepaway camp like 2 years ago.
And that was in Canada. And this one was, what, in the Sequoias or something?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a sleepover or a sleep out?
It was like a overnight in Sequoia National Park.
Wow. And what kind of tents did you use?
Oh, we didn't use any tents. We slept on a tarp.
On a tarp?
Yeah, tarp.
So it was like the infield of Dodger Stadium when it's raining and you were just sleeping on that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Was it fun?
Yeah, it was really fun.
What was the best part of camp? Being away from your parents, Nancy? She's not even listening.
I'm listening.
No, you're thinking about...
She was looking at her phone.
I was not looking at my phone, I swear.
Okay. So, stay with us here. Best part of camp, was it being away from your parents or being with new friends?
Yeah, probably. Like meeting new people.
Meeting new people. It's a good one, Harper. Mm-hmm. What about activities? What did you do?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, and what was like some of them? Because, you know, people weren't there with you, so.
Atlantis, Blob, Dance.
You did dance? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but like it wasn't really dance. It was just like they played music and you just sat on the floor.
That was your dancing, sitting on the floor. Wow. I'm glad we paid all that money for them to go and listen to music and sit on the floor. And how was the water skiing?
I didn't do water skiing.
Oh, yeah. That's good. But you did kneeboarding or something. Nancy and I wanted them to do water skiing, but apparently it was sold out. They signed up for activities.
No, they did BB gun and riflery.
I didn't do that.
I did it.
Yeah.
People in my cabin did it.
He learned how to shoot a gun.
So Hudson, just to let
him. I was pretty good at it.
You were pretty good. To let you get close to the mic, let you know he's a big athlete and he loves baseball and basketball, hockey, football. So he went with all his equipment and his basketballs and his football Skates? You didn't have your skates because you went skating there, but they were crappy rentals, right?
Yeah, they weren't sharpened.
They weren't sharpened. How do you have skates that aren't sharpened? Not fun. Anyway, I digress. But so he ended up in a cabin instead of, you know, he was hoping that there'd be people who knew all the football players like he knows in the NFL, does fantasy and all that. But everyone in your cabin just wanted to shoot rifles. All they were a bunch of Republicans who wanted to be shooting and shooting.
They did it every morning.
Yeah, and you were kind of like, can we just play basketball? Or
yeah, but they didn't really have that much of, like, the sports.
No? Was that disappointing, or you just picked up rifles?
Yeah,
and
I mean, it was disappointing, but riflery is pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I've never shot a gun. I don't know, but I'm glad that my son is learning how to shoot guns at camp when we thought he would be doing all kinds of sports, but that's okay. You don't know who's going to be in your cabin, right? All right, let's talk. Nancy's looking at me like she's had enough camp talk. You want to talk school?
Sure.
Okay.
I think we should get to it.
Let's get to it. So this is going to be called the rapid round. How much time do we have, Art, while we're talking?
An hour.
20 minutes. Wow.
Wow.
It's a slow 10 minutes that went by. All right, so this is going to be called the Rapid Round, and what it is, it reminds me of a show that I used to watch back in Canada called Definition, and there was a host called Jim Perry. He wasn't called, that was his name, Jim Perry, and after they competed against each other in this game show, they got to the Rapid Round, and Jim Perry used to always say, okay, well, you won the game, and now this is just for some extra cash, and in those days, it was like $5 per answer. I'm going to give you a bunch of questions you're going to answer, and he'd always say, have fun with it. Have fun with it. When he started the show with the Rapid Round, why are you guys looking off at a TV? I don't understand it. Are you focused on what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what is on the TV? No, I want to know what's on the TV you're watching.
I saw Hudson look over, and I thought there was like something over there.
What was it?
I don't know.
It's a TV up there. What's he watching? What's the show? What's on it?
I don't know.
Okay. So we're starting the rapid round. As Jim Perry used to say, have fun with it. All right. Let's ask you some questions. You ready? Uniforms or no uniforms? What would you rather have? Harper.
Uniforms.
Uniforms? Hudson.
Uniforms.
Okay. Why?
Because it's like...
Closer to the mic. I can't hear
it's
you.
It's hard to like pick out an outfit every day. And it's just easier with uniforms.
What do you think?
Yeah, like, same as her. And also, I don't have that many clothes, so, like.
Nancy, why does the kid not have...
I would probably run out of them.
You'd run out of clothes.
He doesn't have clothes because he hates shopping. If he goes into a mall, he's so depressed. He hates shopping. He hates thinking about shopping or acquiring clothes, so... If you're not into it, then you don't have that many clothes, which
but
is
you
fine.
Use Amazon all the time. You can't just order some clothes for the kid?
Yeah, but he's pretty picky about his clothes.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're moving on. So the answer is uniforms. Okay, now we're going to talk 4 days or 5 days for school. 4 days or 5 days. And if it's 4 days, by the way, you know you're going to go for longer hours because you have to make up that time. Would you rather have a three-day weekend and go to school for 10 hours or a four-day week for 8 hours? Hudson?
I'd rather do like what we've been doing, five-day week.
Okay. Because you don't want to stay longer at school than you have to.
Yeah.
Or get up early. You guys aren't great in the morning, so... I think getting up early might be tough for you. Harper?
Yeah.
Same?
5 days?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the summer? It seems like some of your friends who go to different schools, you know, they've already started school and they start so early. You guys start a little bit later. Tell us what you think. Would you rather start later or earlier and maybe get some breaks during the school year?
I think, like, it's summer's still a little short. I would rather have it like 4 months.
4 months. And then are you going to have any time for school during the year? If you do 4 months, how long do they have, Nancy? They get off in June. So they have June, July, August. They have 3 months.
Yeah. 3 full months of summer.
3 full months.
At their school.
Yeah.
But a lot of kids only have 2 months.
How do they make up the time? Or are our kids just not getting educated? Oh, it's a longer winter break. Is that what it is?
don't know.
So would you rather have a longer winter break?
They have 2 weeks for winter break and well, 2 weeks for spring break.
And also at other schools, like, they usually have a day where it's only like a half day, but we don't have that.
Oh, yeah. The other schools, right. They get out at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they go golfing. So you like your schedule better, 5 full days,
yeah.
3 months of summer, although Hudson wants 4 months. And then if you had 4 months, I'm not sure how you fit in that extra time because some of us, unfortunately, pay a lot of money to go to school. Others who go to public school, you know, they kind of get what they pay for, but I'm sure it's fine. What are you guys – I am getting so distracted. This is so hard. What happened now?
I don't know. Hudson started laughing because he saw Fuzzy lying on the floor, I think.
Who's Fuzzy?
Fuzzy is our dog. Fuzzy, Fuzzy is our dog. He's lying on the floor. And
so Fuzzy's here, too.
Yeah, he started laughing okay. when he saw Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. All right, Fuzzy. We're going to move on, Fuzzy. I forget about what we were talking about. I don't know.
We were doing the rapid round.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Oh,
asking
Fuzzy.
Lots of rapid questions.
Okay, the next one is homework. What's up with homework? I'm against homework. I think it's ridiculous that the school you go to, and I'm saying that, you know, I made some comment which wasn't really fair when I talked about whether it's public or private. I went through all public school, knew nothing about private schools. You guys, I'm not sure why, but you're in private school. And there's just way too much homework. Okay. I'm not going to continue this if this is what's happening here. Nancy, take over the show. You do it, okay?
What? I just took one picture.
I understand, but why were you getting... No one even thought about what I said. What did I just say, Harper?
Homework or no homework.
Yeah, what do you think?
The glass is always half full.
There we go. The glass is half full. I'm always on the positive, except when I'm negative. All right. What do you think? You guys get a lot of homework, and I can't for the life of me understand any of it. It makes me feel really not very smart.
I don't think they have that much homework. Harper has one page of math in fourth grade. Hudson has
last year.
I have a lot of writing. I have a lot of writing.
Yeah, they don't.
And
really
last year, my homework was optional.
Yeah, compared to public school, I don't think they have much homework.
So in public school, there's more homework.
Way more homework.
But I'm probably gonna have a lot more homework this year.
No, I heard you don't. You don't even have to write an essay.
Oh. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Because I thought every time I come home from work, you know, we're fighting with them to do homework, and then they have to go to bed. It's like, when do they breathe? So,
but the homework, it's one page.
But they don't do it.
Okay.
Well, my homework's optional, so even if I don't do it, it does, like, I don't need it.
I don't understand it.
And I have, like, a lot of essays to write.
And you wrote an essay on homework. What was it called? Something to do or not to do?
No.
Pressure?
No,
that's a different. She wrote an essay on pressure.
Oh, whether to have homework or not have homework.
Yeah.
Too much homework.
What was your conclusion?
I forgot.
Okay, let's get on to some more interesting. Apparently, I'm not going to be able to change anything about homework, and I thought it was a lot of homework. I guess it's no homework, and I have no idea, but I want to talk about something that's really important in the last few minutes. We don't have that much time left. Time flies when you're having fun, right? So talk about phones. You two do not have phones. Every other kid has a phone. What's
not
up with
every
that?
Every other kid.
Oh. You would pick that up if you had a phone, but you don't. Isn't there a song about phones? Hello? Oh, no, that. Telephone line. That's a good one.
Telephone. The Lizzo.
It's Lizzo?
Well, there's a Lizzo phone song, which is funny. It's like.
All right. Well, Art is looking at it.
Where's my phone?
Okay. It probably has some words that we can't put on the air.
Probably.
But, so why do your parents not allow you to have a phone? Do you know?
No.
Hudson? Nancy?
Well, we're trying to keep them a little bit more innocent because a phone means having access to the internet, and they have that on their iPads.
Also,
I don't know about
but
that.
But a phone is, they would be on their phone more because they would always have it in their pocket.
Okay. So it's not about being innocent for me. It's about being distracted. I am really into being focused on everything you do and not having distractions. Now, The other day, Harper broke her arm, and she was getting her cast off.
No.
And what happened when Hudson was in the waiting room? Tell me, Nancy, what that guy said.
Oh, well, Hudson, I brought Hudson's book, and he was sitting in the waiting room reading his book. And there was a worker at the office who said, "That's so cool. I love to see him reading his book." And, you know, I don't think a lot of people see people reading books anymore, especially kids.
And he expected to see
a phone.
Hudson on his phone.
Yeah, he says, "I only see kids scrolling their phones. I never see kids reading books anymore."
Hudson, so how do you feel about
that?
Cool. You feel like a loser or you feel good about it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Like, are you angry at your parents because they won't let you have
no.
a phone?
I
Harper,
mean,
are
not
you?
Angry. Kind of.
So Harper's angry, but Hudson's fine with it.
But I just like want a phone because like so I can like because I usually don't have my iPad that much. So I don't get to communicate with like my friends with that much.
But you communicate with your friends quite a bit. Don't you think it's nice to have a little bit of a balance? Like, you guys have taken up playing cards, and that's pretty cool. You play cards?
No,
what?
It's kind of boring.
It's kind of boring. What about, and we were outside, you were playing basketball, you were playing football, Hudson. Like, aren't there other things you can do other than being on your phone? Harper?
No.
Okay, I silenced them. But you will get a phone at some point. Maybe by the time you're 28, you'll have a phone. But you know, it doesn't mean that you have to always be on a phone. But.
Well, I think in their defense, I think it's hard to socialize without a phone because everyone has a phone and social media and text. And so.
And that's a big dilemma for me because we want you obviously to have friends and we want you to be communicating with other kids. But it doesn't mean that your life has to be taken over by a phone or by social media. Now, you guys aren't huge into social media, but Hudson, you like to sit and watch some YouTube, don't you?
I watch YouTube too.
Both of you do. Doesn't it kind of take over your life?
No.
Why
not? It's just like
yeah.
watching TV.
You have to get closer to the mic.
It's just like watching TV. Like, they're just videos. I mean, like, unless it's shorts.
But what about the content of it? Like, what you're watching. Isn't it stupid, a lot of it? Or you don't care?
No, it's just like
entertaining.
It's entertaining.
So Mr. Beast is more entertaining than watching a television show.
Well, I don't watch Mr. Beast, but like...
I never see you watch Mr. Beast. You're always watching sports commentary.
Well, I watch that and also like, I don't know.
Well, there's probably some redeeming value to it. And I think if it's monitored and that it's not on all the time. Do you respect that when your parents tell you you can't be on social media all the time?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, I didn't hear. You can't nod. We're on radio.
Oh,
not. You're bad. All right, we have a few more minutes. I want to know what you're looking forward to with school. So you have a chance to make a speech and tell us what we're looking for. What is this?
Not sure. It sounds like the Beach Boys.
Is it? What is? It's what school? Oh, be true to your school.
Be
oh, you're dating
your
yourself, Art. Okay, be true to your school. Do you want to say what school you go to or no? We won't say that.
No,
we're not going to say it. So what are you looking for? 2 minutes. Harper, what are you looking forward to in school this year? You're going into what grade?
Fifth
grade. Okay. And tell us what you're looking forward to.
The top three things.
I want to, like, see who's in my class.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And see, like, who my teachers are.
Okay.
And...
Any interest in school itself? Like, subjects? Like, do you have a favorite subject that you're looking forward to?
Like, not really.
How about you, Hudson?
Well, I'm going into sixth grade, and I'm looking forward to, like, middle school because it's, like, a new
experience for you, yeah.
Experience, and, like, I'm looking forward to, like, what new things it has to offer for me.
And what about school subjects? Is there anything that you're excited about?
Well, I'm excited that, and like, I'm happy that I got into accelerated math.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Not and just the standard.
We're proud of you for that. But anyway, whatever you do, we're happy with as long as you put your full effort into it. Because some things come easier and some things don't. And math is a little easier for you than maybe others, right?
Yeah.
And what about for you, Harper? Writing comes really easy and
yeah. I'm good at writing too.
Yeah, you are. You wrote a beautiful essay on your grandmother last year who passed away, my mom. And Harper, you wrote a lot of beautiful essays as well on different subjects.
And like stories.
And stories. All right, we have 1 minute left.
Wow, that went fast.
It went really fast.
I can't believe that.
What are you looking forward to, Nancy? Getting the kids back in school?
Back to routine and structure in our lives, because even though I love summer, it's sometimes just a little bit easier having some routine.
All right. You guys wish everyone a great school year.
Hudson? Have a good school year.
Have a good school year.
And from Gervie's Law, wish everyone who has kids to have a great school year, back into the routine. And I appreciate you listening to our back to school episode. See you next week.
This show is pre-recorded and furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.